Then what happened?
That's not my question.
No, I know. No, I'm not talking to you. I'm asking because the other question didn't get answered. It didn't get answered because we got lost in a shuffle. What happened? General Banzer Jim Arthur, we didn't answer that question. You didn't answer. Even though the man missed his question, you can get yours. You're the one that had that question. What did happen? You answered part of it, the question I gave you, which was your wrong question. So now you got your question. This is your question. What happened after the people, even though it was a military might, and they went on, what happened? They went on
a hunger strike.
Right. And they demanded that something be done about this illegal government. And what happened?
What happened was that they tried to rob the election.
Have to talk up because I have to repeat it.
They wanted him back in office, Banzer.
They want what?
They wanted the other general, the one that put the coup in, to be resigned. And they resigned.
Oh, you got your question mixed up. You got your question mixed up. You're thinking about some other nation now that had somebody removed from office. What happened was General Banzer did resign, who was the fascist. The army did admit after the people went on hunger strike, even though everybody in Bolivia could have gone to jail because of the law against going on strike. But it was almost 100%. And they did resign, but then the army realized that the next man was left, he was socialist, and now they have taken over fully, full control, and they don't even give the pretenses of democracy. They say, yes, it was fraudulent, but we are taking over with the army, and the army has taken full control of the country again. And every city block has armed forces in it. Can you rule a nation like that forever?
No.
No. But not a big enough army in the first place. With that mass majority that caused one general to topple, I think you'll see changes again. What happened in Bolivia also? Because it's a very important nation to people who care.
Che Guevara was killed and was killed there because he was fighting with some guerrillas. And also before they wanted to bring some white missionaries to Bolivia, and they still went on a hunger strike before too. A coup, military takeover. A military takeover. Before when they first went on a hunger strike, they was gonna send some missionaries to Costa Rica and some other countries too, and I think it was three or four ladies went on a hunger strike. People on a hunger strike because they didn't want it.
What's that? What did I ask him? Who died? What happened? What did he tell you? Did he tell you? Well, he didn't. He's got half credit on the other question. Anyway, don't you know something important about Bolivia? Why we were so hopeful that it would win?
Che Guevara was killed.
Yeah. What year? You remember?
1960.
Right. What?
68.
No, four. But that's pretty good. Very well. 3 hours we give you. 1964, there, Che Guevara tried to fight for Bolivian's freedom. Though he wasn't a Bolivian, he was a next in command in Cuba. But he didn't want to stay in the Cuban country after it won its revolution. And he wasn't a Cuban. He was what? He was an Argentine doctor, wasn't he? Medical doctor, very few doctors ever become communists, but he was an Argentine doctor went to Cuba, helped win their revolution. Then he couldn't stand it. He had to leave wife and children in Cuba to go and fight for Bolivia. That's a true internationalist. But the trouble was, he'd been separated from his wife, and he got involved in a romance with one named Tanya, and she was with the CIA and set him up. With what? A cigar and something else that could be seen from... it was detectable. I don't remember all the details, but she turned out to betray him, too. She betrayed him by leading him to the camp. Love can make a fool out of anybody.
Yeah.
You better have respect for socialism first, my dear. Because what you think is love is nothing but sex right now. And we're going to have to work hard to change that. Okay. We'll have to move very quickly to the next questions. We've already got on Egypt. What major country in the world owns no property in Africa? Is that what happened?
Russia.
Soviet Union. Is that your question?
Uh-uh. It's Eagle. Mine is Eagle Horn Mission.
Where in the hell am I? Okay, you got that. No, Africa owns no. That's good. You're the Eagle Horn Mission. I'll be a son of a bitch. Okay, according to the Black Guerrillas, Zimbabwe. African National Union, that's another part of the Patriotic Front. Who really killed the white missionaries? And tell me something about the Eagle Horn Mission and what's happened.
Ian Smith, mercenary, something happened to do with white missionaries.
Made of up. What faith? I've already got to give you some credit because you answered a question that I didn't give. So you'll get 2 hours.
It's a big word. I can't. Big, I don't know the word. It's a big word. I don't know the
what's
word.
What you hunting for? You don't know them? One of them run up and down the aisle here. We got one of them that does it every now and then. Makes fun of them.
I can't say the word. It's we're going to M.
You never met none of them people. Eva Pew used to talk in it.
I know it's Haka. I don't know. I still don't know the name of it. What is it? Haka Gashama something. I don't know it. I still don't know. They have community groups and
Pentecostal.
Yeah, Pentecostal workers.
Tongues folk. They're tongues folk, but they're such wonderful people. Those tongues folk. They're always so damn racist. These tongues folk, well, who were they working for, these Pentecostals?
Deion Smith, wasn't it?
And the CIA. Helicopters had fuel there to go where?
Mozambique or something?
Mozambique, and bombed out villages of children and women. And then, it was not Mozambique. It was not, as the goddamn white press is told, and thus made everybody now in U.S. change sides and support the horrible Ian Smith regime, and everybody in Britain changed their mood because they had 14 white people murdered by the Black Patriotic Front. Who in the hell was it that killed them?
CIA.
Ian Smith, his secret police, murdered them and blamed it on the Patriotic Front. That's nice, isn't it? You can't win against that kind of warfare. And you just tell a lie to USA, just talk about 14 good Christian missionaries and turn the whole mood so the Senate could go right along and say, we're going to back Smith, the fascist, illegal government. U.S. had always been saying it was an illegal government, hadn't they? They'd all admitted that. It was an illegal government up until this. 14 assholes are shot. They're supposed to be doing the holy work of Jesus, and they're doing CIA work, fueling planes. Being a fuel station, Eagle Horn School was a fuel station to bomb poor people in Mozambique. That's a communist, a socialist nation. And then, by God, to whip up the sentiments of both England so they'd hate them and USA, they kill off their own people. That shows you very well. Because the Soviets said it, Sweden said it, It's not just a Soviet view. It's been said by Zambia. It's been said by Tanzania. It's been said by the Liberation Front, Patriotic Front. It's been said by Nigeria. All of them have said that the CIA wiped out their own people. Where did we see that? We saw it in the movie, but we never, unfortunately, never got to see the full of it. The Condor. 3 days of the Condor. Do you remember that film? They had to get rid of a bunch of CIA people because they're bringing too much down on their head. Some of you ought to see it again. 3 days of the Condor. They didn't bring anyone. Any of the CIA that worked for the Vietnamese regime was not taken to USA. They left them to die. They had to flee. Some of them are dying slowly in refugee camps in Zimbabwe, in Thailand. So that shows you don't pay to work for USA. That's with all these finks that have gone out, all these traitors that have gone out, defectors from our group. That's why they're so unhappy. They know down the road what's going to happen to them. If they got any sense at all, they know down the road what's going to happen to them. They'll use them, and then they'll come at them with a passion. Where's an example in USA of somebody that worked with them and did a good job running something? Yes, Reb, what? Yeah, 2 hours. Elaine Brown worked well, got high up on a government commission, didn't she? But now, by God, what has she got for doing it? Charged with murder of a white 45-year-old secretary that was found floating in the bay, the East Bay, who was said to be as an agent for the FBI. And we'll probably find out one day that the FBI killed her, and when they were no longer could use her, and let her float in the East Bay. There's a lot of shit going all around us there, and we didn't notice it. Let's stand up. We're going to move on now. Shift. Okay. 3 hours for what you got there, my lad. What is the European common market?
That's not my question. My question was something about Japan and China.
Well, I'll be damned. What the hell's happened to these questions? Huh? Well, somebody's in there. I gave this question. Huh?
European common market.
What's the EEC? That's
how EEC, yeah. European Economic Committee or the European Common Market.
Yeah.
EEC. Maybe. European Economic Committee. Oh, that's a European Economic Market.
Kim Fly.
Ow. Okay. Dad, the only reason, like, for me, like, because, I have my own, like, personal grudges against certain people back there. That, like, person, like, I only, myself, I only like, I like to fight a lot. Yeah.
Who you got a grudge against back there?
Like, it's just my own private personal grudges against, like, people and kids in my school that I have grudges against. Because just the way, like they reacted towards me and stuff, like, sometimes I have problems talking to something and they make fun of it, so I just, you know, I just even with some people like that, and because my own self, I have a curiosity. Because I wonder, like, what it would be like in jail or something. So I like just to, not stare, and I just like to find out for myself what it'd be like. That's the only reason.
When you enter the bargain.
They agreed to bail U.S. out only.
Yeah.
So long.
Right. They have not followed through.
What the USA got to do? We just heard that a while ago.
Cut back on...
Stop to cut back on oil.
Right,
Tad won't do that. The Japanese export more than they import. Japanese economy, they sell more than they buy, so it's in much better shape, with 50 billion surplus.
Okay, that's not putting approval on it.
What's that?
You haven't approved it yet. I'm open to it. What may
They agreed to it, though. They still agreed to it. They export a lot of cars, but they still agreed to it. I don't know how, I don't figure out economic, because what you made for it makes a lot of sense. But they agreed to the,
I don't want to go back to
you know, higher tariff on the import of oil.
U.S.
had to put a high tariff, a high tax on its oil, but it did buy it, had to cut back on the purchase oil. I don't know how that figures. I don't know what they're getting ready to do. If anybody got to figure that out, I haven't heard over the news. Anybody got an answer for that? What is it, Rankin? Yeah, which is 85%. Yes, and that's a good point, and I should have remembered it. Most of the export of Japanese cars, strangely seem, do not go to the United States. Brazil and Europe gets more of them. There's more Datsun, you'll see more Toyogas. You see more Toyogas in Brazil than any other car. I should have remembered that. So that's it. That's where it figures. And that, and I'm glad you brought up that question. Okay. What were you saying? Okay, 3 hours there for that. Describe Soviet education. Compare it to education in the United States. I don't know what the hell happened to your question. it's there someplace. No, go ahead.
Okay, and in the USSR, education is free, and the children start school much earlier than they do in the United States. Okay, in America, the education, you have to pay for it, and there's totally literacy, a lot of literacy in the United States, whereas not in the USSR. Whereas the middle class could afford to send their children to a university, they can't now because the prices rose, and the middle class can't afford to send them. It went up to something like $4,000-something a year.
Right. Even a private college, a state college, a state university, will cost anybody who wants to educate their child in USA next year $4,900. And if they want to go to a private college, the cheapest one they can put them in is $6,000. That means if they want to educate their child to be a teacher for a job they won't be able to find, that means $24,000 in a private university or $20,000 in a public university. Now, who in the hell can afford that if they got many children? Can a teacher save that kind of money? I can tell you no. It'll take a doctor at best, and somebody's making big cat money, executive. The middle class in USA soon are going to be out of an education. Then they're going to feel the bite, too. Because you had four kids, that means it cost you $80,000 to get them through college. Who in the hell's got $80,000 in the bank? And who loves their children that much? Okay, that was a 3 hour question. Okay, I base it on. I think I see this Japan coming along here, son. I don't know how you got messed up in your line, but you always were a little confused. What's happening? What's happening in Ethiopia and Somalia? Some sucker's been answering the wrong questions. What's going on here? Whose question was that? What's happening in Ethiopia and Somalia? No, it's not. Was there somebody over here? Was there a sister over here? What's your question? Her question's about Huey Newton. Okay. Nobody knows about what's happening in Ethiopia and Somalia? Okay, let's get. No, not you. I don't want to give it. You got one question. Who else? Who else? Okay, who's not been up there? Who's not been up there? This kid had his hands up quite a bit. Okay, let's see.
Ethiopia is still bombing Somalian cities.
Yeah, what more about Ethiopia than that?
And Ethiopia has been backed by the Soviet Union.
Right, and who else?
And Cuba.
Yes, and what did Somalia try to do? They tried to take what territories? Do you know them? They already got 2 hours, but to get 4 hours, you'll have to get more. They tried to take away the Ogaden, and they tried to take Eritrea. And Ethiopia has successfully pushed them all back. What about Somalia? What kind of a government is it?
It's capitalist, and it's backed by the United States.
It has a form of nationalistic socialism, but it's also quite racistic. But we won't go into all of history. You remember some of the history of the way they stirred up wars? Remember how they stirred up wars? You remember? Do you remember how the war? What nation is it the worst though? Where they got the Arabs against the blacks, right down the line. The USA did it.
Somebody over there answering said Sudan.
Sudan. Right.
Somebody answered over there. They said.
Okay. 2 hours. Well, that's good though. That's who it is. Now our next question. Who is Alexander Solzhenitsyn? What is he saying about U.S. today? Where does he live? And where is he from?
Okay, Alexander Solzhenitsyn is a Soviet author who I understand was put in jail under Stalin. He's a traitor to the Soviet Union. He left the Soviet Union, went to the U.S. He lives on a Vermont farm. And after being in the U.S., he now says that the U.S. is worse than the Soviet Union ever was.
Yes, he says that. And yet, did they let Solzhenitsyn come out of the Soviet Union with his money?
I don't know.
Millions of dollars. Yes, I'll give you. Where does he live in the U.S.?
On a Vermont farm.
Vermont farm. Okay, 3 hours. He left the USSR. What did he say was wrong with the USSR? You remember what he said wrong with USSR? The USA, rather. The only reason he left USSR primarily was because God, he's crazy. He believes in the blood of Jesus and the virgin birth and a whole bunch of shit like that. And he talks about the apocalypse and all this kind of crap. But what did he say was wrong with USA? Grubs for 2 hours. He said it's an independent monolith. That's right. Too much power. Too much power. And it's obvious it has too much power by the way it destroys Huey Newton. It's an arm of the military and the industrial. The army, how is the army and the factories united? This is review time. Your test will be only over what has been said here tonight. Only. No, I know that's their problem. I can't do anything about them staying because I'm giving you a test over just exactly what's being said tonight. Nothing more. If they got a tape, well, and that's a chance for some of them that slept to listen to it, I guess. What? Why is the industrial and military related? They both have the same interest. And when the army generals retire, the big corporations hire them to do nothing as presidents. So they're interlocked. That's how. They pay the army a little bit more. You don't have to pay soldiers too much. They're kind of stupid. Pay a colonel $50,000, he'll even bring about a nuclear war protecting the U.S. corporate interest. Okay. All right, where are we now? What did Dad say about wanting to go back to, someday I'm going to find this place, I think it's down here in Nixon. What did Dad say about wanting to go back to the U.S. several nights ago?
You said that you hadn't really wanted to come to Guyana, that your heart wasn't in it, but that you came because we needed you, and that your heart really was in the jails of the United States, that you would like to go there and be in the jails, and you would never come out because you wouldn't accept bail, because the poor man can't accept bail. And you said that if you had been put in jail in Los Angeles, you would still be there, if they hadn't let you go of their own free will, because you would never have paid
twice
the bail.
Twice in jail. Me and twice they had to let me go. Because they didn't, I wouldn't have paid the bail. I can't see myself doing that unless it was to protect you. It'd be hard to do it. If it was to protect you, then I might consider it. But it'd be hard for me to do, because I've always hated the bail system. There's nothing going to bite you over there. I don't know what all the jumping around is. There's nothing going to bite you here. Not anything around here. These lovely beetles and things, and lovely, what do you call them, butterflies, but they're not like a butterfly or moths. They're just colorful. They won't harm you. I said, indeed, but just like all of you, you have a duty to stay here. Why? Protect our children. Now we have a double duty. As of today, we got one more. Guyanese babies. More and more and more, we have mothers here with children that can't go anywhere. So we have a duty, if we have any integrity, to stay with them. Right?
Right.
Somebody that always, if U.S. changed tomorrow, which was no more chance than a snowball lasted in a frying pan. But if it did, some would have to stay here. Right? If U.S. was called for, if we had to go back for revolutionary reasons. But there's no chance of a revolution. No chance of it taking place. Why? Because three major things are lacking in USA. Nuclear war is one too close. What is it? Three major things you have to have a successful revolution in the country. Well, really four. No racism. Country not divided along racist lines. Can you tell me, Jack Beam?
Can't have racism. You have to have control of the military and the police.
No, it can't succeed, although in a nuclear age, I'd say it's very, no chance of it anyway. No chance of it, because the military has nuclear weapons. That's why you'll never get them out of power. They'll throw those bombs before they'll lose their power. And they control the power. But there's three major things in a... So that's a point, certainly. Now are there. There's three major things it has to have. What is it, Chris Lund? I've said it many times, so please get this in your heart. Have to have a strong Communist Party. Strong free trade union movement.
And a strong socialist party.
Strong socialist party. You don't have either of the three. You don't have either of the three. The Communist Party is half of them FBI agents, and the other half are becoming revisionist, like Angela Davis. You have no socialist party at all. And you have no free trade unions. Why do you not have a free trade union? Because the AFL-CIO is the major union, and who heads it? A capitalist boss, George Meany, who actually helped the CIA by funneling money into various countries to overthrow them, including Chile. AFL-CIO money went into Chile. When the labor class helps the capitalists, you haven't got any free labor. What else proved they didn't have any free labor? When a major thing was taking place just recently, and they did nothing at all. Yes, comrade. All the white mine workers went on strike. Hundreds of thousands of them, a few hundred thousand. And the AFL-CIO wouldn't give a goddamn penny out of the millions of dollars it had in its war chest for just such emergency. It wouldn't give a penny to help those striking. And they were white mine workers who die at the average age of 45 years of age. Wouldn't give them, and the only reason the strike ended, and how long did it last? 115 days. And they were starving to death. And so they broke that strike. The union didn't get a thing that they wanted. And how do the white miners still have to continue to work on how small a space? 3 by 5. 3 foot high, 5 foot long. That's where they got to cramp themselves up to work. And to go in all that little... Some of you would never make it in the mine. You have to go in on a tunnel. They say they don't eat their breakfast because they get too sick from being in such closed space, and there's not enough air, and the curves and the rockiness of the rail taking them down into the depth of the mine. Oh, that's it. And no protection against emphysema. What is it worse yet? Black lung. That's why they die. Miners may make some fairly good money, but it's not enough to feed them. Their kids die. They didn't have any money saved. They couldn't go any longer with the strike than 115 days. There's only one union that was independent that helped them. What union was that? No, say, some of you are pretty lively. Yes, for 1 hour, Ellie, what? Garment. And what kind of a union is it? Communist union. It's a small union. And what happened to them when they tried it? Yes, they arrested them and charged them with conspiracy, the leaders, for taking food to those white miners. The garment union. Garment union, the tailors of New York have been under communist influence for years. But they're losing their support fastly. If you get tonight, you'll be in good shape. So it's on tape, and it'll be... The test will be made up of nothing but what you've heard here tonight. Did you hear? Maybe not all that you've heard, but you'll have to know this. It will require more knowledge of it than normal. Now, where were we? We were way down, we were getting towards the three-fourths done. Now, I said I'd like to be in jail, but morally I'm not inclined right to be in jail. Rotting when I had 1,000 people that would have rotted in jail too or been killed. If I was committed to them, I had to give them a chance at freedom, didn't I? Though I never have been happy because I'm a patriot. I love the country. It's beautiful. It's fantastic. I would love it if it were not the fact that I feel like I uprooted myself from a place where I should have made a protest if nothing else but starve to death in prison. However, that's not right for you to do what you want to do when you've got 1,000 other people affected by what you're doing. See what I'm saying? And all of you should have made the same moral commitment, because the very next day somebody says, Dad said it was right to go back there and work. I want to go back and work for the revolution. I did not say that. I never said that. There is no revolution, so I didn't say go back there to work for it. But you hear exactly what you want to hear.
Right.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Let's say, please, please. All right, now where are we? This is your question. It is said that Japan has a surplus of $50 billion. What's the importance of this? Where are you, man? Where are you in this?
You haven't come to my question.
Well, I do not know, Al, what in the hell you are looking for. Let me see. What is the question?
It was about Japan and China.
Well, some... Huh? Somebody else thought it was theirs. We passed that, Albert.
was it...
Wait, where is it at? Where is it? Wait just a minute. Just a minute. Where in the hell is that question? The first question of tonight, and we have now had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36. And now we're entering our 37th question, and the first question was what is happening between Japan and China. What? I think this is it. It is said that Japan has a surplus. Does anybody know that? Is that yours? Does this sound like yours, Carol? I'm going to get in real trouble. How did the modern state of Israel come into being? That's yours?
Mine.
And you both are up here for Japan. Is that right? Well, you think this is your question about the Japan surplus, all right? What are the major enemies of communism?
Revisionism, anarchy, Trotskyism, and imperialism.
One and a half hours for being screwed up, but giving three of the major enemies. Communism, the major enemies is what? You have me doing it. Trotskyism, anarchism, social democracy, and revisionism. Okay, an hour and a half. He got an hour and a half. Okay, next. Okay, they're going to tease you all day tomorrow, Al. I know it. I don't know. Maybe somebody stole his question. I wonder how it happened when I know that you got called up here some way midway through, and the first question of the night was 37 ago. What happened to between Japan and China that is causing Japanese to riot? Oh, it's all right. Everybody makes mistakes. I think he's got messed up somewhere, but I don't know where. He's all right, though. He's a good guy. Now we're on your question, and you say, how did the modern state of it... No. It said that Japan has a surplus of $50 billion. What is the importance of this?
Japan has a...
God, it's too late. It's too late. Come on, let's get on.
Japan has a surplus of $50 billion because it exports more than it imports. And the problem, they're having a meeting of Bonn, Germany, with the different capitalist nations because they know that capitalism is going to fall. And they want to put an embargo on the exports of Japan because they have so much currency that they're not letting it circulate through the capitalist economy. So the solution, they want Japan to cut down their exports. Because the United States is having to import more than it exports.
Japan were willing to do that if the European common market nations, such as West Germany, would put money into the other common market nations to develop them in third world nations so the Japanese can sell what products it does have. They'll cut down some, because their major industry, as he rightfully said, is car making and some of the things like that. But they will not do it unless USA does what they're supposed to do. And USA will not, apparently not going to do it, so I don't know what the hell's going to happen. I mean, they'll do it, they said they'd do it through the first part of September.
Also,
and what they had to pay out to save the dollar just this week. Hell of a lot of money. The Bank of Tokyo keeps buying up the dollar. That's the only reason it hasn't collapsed totally.
Also.
Yep. Who won the war? Hmm? Yeah. They're selling a lot of their gold, which is bad because they've got nothing. They've only got now is their gold reserves. And when you get out of the gold, the paper isn't worth shit. It's not worth wiping your ass on. And now they got more money issued than they got gold. You used to get on your money what? Yeah. So when they run out, maybe it's over with. You better back it with something. They haven't got no oil. And U.S. did have great control of gold, but they're losing it fast. Okay, now where are we at? What's your question? How the modern state of Israel come into being? You got 3 hours there. Go ahead.
Well, of course, they started with Moses taking the Jews out of Egypt, and then after they got to the Promised Land, why they stayed there about 3,500 years before anything else changed. When they Muhammad was born there, and he caused the Israelites to dissipate all over the world, and at least the friction that it caused it started that leave out. Anyhow, when it comes to getting them back together, why starting with World War One, General Wingate of the British Army, who he's a pretty smart cookie. He read a little bit of the Quran. He found out if they flew a plane over around the circle over Palestine and had the right kind of a colonel with the right name, Ally Envy, according to what the Quran said, why they could go in and take it over without a shot. And that's exactly what happened. He hunted a right officer by the name of Allenby, and they flew a plane around, and that's what happened. From there, why
you
the...
You got a hell of a version there that I haven't heard of, but go ahead.
Well, from there, the...
Not the one I
have
learned
in the yeah. Zionists then started to take an interest in...
Who was the chief Zionist?
I really don't remember his name.
Okay, tell us there.
Theodore Herzl.
Theodore Herzl.
And Geneva.
But the Muslims didn't crush the Jews. It was Rome. The Roman Empire.
Yeah, they had a lot to do with it, of course.
Get out of these Bibles, because I don't believe in the Quran. I don't believe any of them, because I don't know about jack shit about what you're talking about. Go around in circles like a... So now you're back. You're back with Herzl and the Zionist movement. Why was it created?
Well, because the Zionists wanted to get all their people back to Israel, that they were spread out throughout the world. And
I think it's more than that. I think it's a deeper meaning than that. Well, can you tell me when was Israel really created?
In 1948, originally.
Roger, well, that's good. And, so I'll give you.
And they had a big fuss over it, and they tried to get the people back. The British held them back slowly, and then there was a militant group of Israelites who pushed the thing. When the boat Exodus got there, they started breaking up, and they wanted to let a whole bunch of people come in. They started taking over against the British, and then they started letting a whole lot of people come in.
They were militant, all right. They got a lot of bravery. God, I wish I could see it here. They lined the boat. They filled the boat with thousands, and I don't know how many thousands on that boat, and they make all kinds of stuff about what we do here, say we all go on hunger strike, or we'd all die. Every Jew on that boat demanded of their children, their infants, they were not going to eat if the British did not let them land. If the imperialists didn't let them land. And by God, they didn't eat. It scared the hell out of them for world opinion, so they had to let those Jews in. We ought to stick to it that way. But, you talk about, ooh, now, if some of those very Jews in USA that supported that would have a fit if we say, we are not going to give up our land, we are not going to give one of our people, we'll all die. We'll all commit revolutionary act and take our lives if this there. Revolutionary means we do anything. We die. We would not. We go hungry. We will not let our people be taken away. The Jews did the same thing, and the American Jews in the USA praised them for it. They praised them for it, but they can't understand us wanting our freedom. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
it's been done by people before. It's done by lots of people. But the unfortunate thing is that that was a group of nationalists doing it, and we're a bunch of socialists. You understand the difference? Now, why do you think, really, Zionism was played up so heavily?
The only thing that I ever understood about Zionists was the,
listen
the
to this.
Movement to get the Jews back to Israel.
I've said a lot more reasons than that. One of far more significant reasons, I think. I'll say it. The capitalists wanted to get the Jews out of the labor class struggle. They were strong in it all over the world. Germany, USA, everywhere. The left was the Jewish community. The left was the biggest backers of black liberation. They were the biggest force in the Russian Revolution. So what you do, divert their damned ass. And even the Zionist leaders that went along with them didn't give a damn about working class Jews because they made pacts with Hitler that he could kill them and deals whereby the rich Jews only would be saved. So it was a capitalist plot to get the Jewish people attention away from working class struggle, communism. The Jews, when you said of Jews in the 20s and 30s, you could damn near say communist. You saw in the golden years all those people talking. New York. New York's predominantly Jewish. They communist. They were communist. And they were majority communist until this damn Zionist question got into focus. You find a Jew, you found a socialist at best, and a communist probably. But now they're Zionists because of this thing that the Jewish state is the only place. And then there's some major reason for it. They've seen the annihilation in Hitler's Germany, but that was done by capitalists with the capitalist Jews agreeing to it. And the capitalist Jews in the U.S. didn't do anything about it nor know any place else, and they could have done something about it. See, nobody kills us. Tragedy is that we've got to do something to stop forces in the liberation struggle around the world. And that's why Zionism was pushed. It came out of their own religious tradition and their own fundamentalism. But the reason it was pushed on the world market was to get Jews out of their hair that were in the working class struggle. And probably someday they hoped, and I'll bet they'd have done it right now, but the Israelis got too foxy for them. The Israelis got a bomb. I'll bet you if the Israelis didn't have a bomb right now, they'd drop one big bomb on Israel. They got them all in one circle. I thought maybe that's what you're going to lead to. They got them in one little blotch of land, just drop a bomb and they're all gone. But the Israelis got ahead of them. That's why nuclear war is going to come. Because you got a nut. That Menachem Begin is a nut. He's seen 7 million people of his own race, his own ethnic background, culture destroyed. That'd make a nut out of anybody almost. If I'd seen that many of my people destroyed, I'd probably be highly nationalistic too. I can tell you, I wouldn't want to see that. How many of the world's Jews died in Hitler's Germany? Yeah, but more than how significant it was in the world's Jewish population. Anybody know? Of the world's population, how much of it? Do you know, Professor Roller? I know, but how did it affect the world's population? What? If I remember right, and I'm not sure, but it was over half the present population of Jewish. The world's population of Jews today, what, nearly 40 years after the World War II ended, has not caught up with its population before World War II. That's how many Jews were killed in gas chambers. Now, if I was the head of Israel and a Jew, and I had a bomb, and they screwed with me too much, what would you do? But the fact is, in the world picture, they're going to have to be screwed with, because the Israel's got nothing to offer, has it? It doesn't have any oil. And it's got part of Arab land, which it took for its own nationalist interests, and part of Lebanon, and part of Jordan. Who's finally going to have to be given their option? The Arabs, because they got the oil. What's going to really happen when the Jews are told, you are going to give up the Gaza Strip? You've got a highly nationalistic leader. They're going to have a nuclear war, because the CIA released some papers on somebody else, and they're so stupid. They didn't. They released under the Freedom of Information Act some papers, and inside it says, way back in the 60s, the Jews had the bomb. So that's why you're going to have nuclear war, and a whole lot of other reasons you're going to have nuclear war. What would you do if you'd had half your population killed? And they're going to tell you they're going to keep you in a little narrow spot. I'm not justifying their capitalism. They're terrible. Their nationalism. But by God, I'll bet you wouldn't give up your territory. You wouldn't trust nobody but Jews, would you? If you're black, you really? How much, what do you really trust? Come on, I know where most of your heads are. If you'd seen half of the black people in the world destroyed in just 2 years' time, what the hell do you think you'd be? You would never trust no white person to negotiate anything for you. You wouldn't trust these peace settlements, and you wouldn't give up a damn thing. If you'd already lost half of your people, you wouldn't give him another inch. I don't think they can control Israel. And I think Israel will go down just like, what did he say? I will go down in the dust of a nuclear war before I will give up any territory. And they tried to get him out, the good liberal Jews in the USA who want to get rid of him, and the conservative Jews alike, and all the world opinion, but the Labor Party, that is his opposition, could not get the vote. The majority of Jews in Israel still feel unsafe, and they like his tough policy. The military likes it. That's what's most important. If you listen, you'd understand why you're not going to have anything but a nuclear war for sure. So be sure to study this tape if you have any question about parts of it. Now we got to move on. Okay, I give you your credit there.
Apartheid.
What is apartheid?
Okay, I got a two-part answer. Apartheid is a system of total racial segregation in economic, social, and political areas.
Would you say it real loud so I don't have to repeat it?
Apartheid is a system of total racial segregation in economic, social, and political areas enforced by law in South Africa. The second part of my answer is that the real purpose of apartheid is to allow the minority white population in South Africa and the foreign investors in South Africa to maintain not only political but an economic control over South Africa by providing a very large, very cheap labor force. And it's important for foreign investment because with a huge, large, and totally suppressed labor force, you have very, very, very cheap labor, which allows for huge profits to be made by foreign investors in South Africa. And I'm thinking also of like diamond industry. Industrial diamond industry is very big in South Africa. I believe they have, outside of the Soviet Union, the world's largest concentration of industrial diamonds, which is used in all, you know, industrialized nations. But you can't run a machinery and things without it. And black workers mine those diamonds, and they do it, you know, ridiculously. Their wages like 17 cents a day or something equally outrageous. And so the profits, you know, the cheapness of those diamonds for capitalist countries is just an important reason to keep people of color divided, separated, segregated, and unable to organize in any fashion, unable to gain any political or economic power. And it's there's various, you know, laws that are, you know, support that, passes, having people live in sites that are work sites, and they can't live with their own nuclear family because that promotes too much of a sense of something to fight for, your family, you know, your immediate identification with your own family and then the greater family of your nation. And they keep people in camps where they have to spend long periods of time going to and from work and just make it for curfew time, so that there's no really way that they can develop a sense of community or identity. Of course, they are anyway, because their conditions are so terrible.
All right. Let's get out of things to that. You understand apartheid? Yeah. It may be that you'll have more than tomorrow to do this. Just to be, but this test, even if it's it's got increasingly long, so you're going to have to go in the library, some of you. If, for instance, tomorrow it was just agriculture alone, and it was very early, or we had no meeting, you're going to have to study this, because this test is going to be given either Sunday or Saturday or Monday, and I want you to know this. I don't want any failures, because there'll be no excuse, because it's all right down, so you can get time to go over it. You understand? It's right here. There'll be nothing on that test that's not on the on that tape. You follow me? There'll be news tomorrow. You can listen to the news. That's fine. If you want to listen to the news, that's excellent. But it will not be on that test. You follow what I'm saying? Okay. So you can devote your entire time to this tape. And I would certainly be playing it in the library much and listening to it. All right, now we are... What? Five socialist nations in Africa.
Mozambique, Tanzania, Ethiopia, Algeria, and Angola.
Excellent. That's five. That's good enough. That's good. That's a 3-hour question. 3-hour work time, study relief, or whatever. Next. What is James Earl Ray doing? Who is he? Where is he at? What did he recently do?
James Earl Ray... is the accused assassinate of Martin Luther King.
Martin Luther King.
And presently, as I understand it, he's in a prison in Oak Ridge, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that he also has been in touch with Andrew Young, and he is afraid for his life, and he also had definite information that he wanted to give to Andrew
Young.
He said
Andrew Young is the only man he feels that's got enough honesty to help him, that he has information that will show that it was a conspiracy of the government and rich corporations that killed Martin Luther King. But we didn't hear any more of it, so I doubt if anybody ever listened to it. Yes, obviously somebody had to pay him to kill Martin Luther King, because he had no money, he just got out of jail, and yet he had money to get to Canada, he had money to get to England, and he had big payroll when they finally caught up with him in where? Portugal. Something funny, isn't it? Had all kinds of papers, passports, and documents to change identities. A man in jail never had any education to do that? Too weird. Very good. Four. What troops invaded Zambia this past week?
Rhodesian troops. And Patriotic Front is fighting in the streets of Salisbury.
Yes, it's a 2-hour question, but thank you very much. You got it. We'll move faster. Where is Senegal? Compare its population to that of Guyana. What countries does it have relations with? Is Senegal aligned or non-aligned? Well, whose question is it? Whose question? They say, people up here say it's Diane. Don't answer a question that's not yours. Who? What question is it that you had? What question? Yes. Prime Minister Megan, I'm sorry. Anyway, for getting up there, for making the effort, you'll get 2 hours because you had it. I did include Megan, and you listened, and that's honest of you to say it, so you get 2 hours. Next. Who knows who's in Senegal? Huh? Was it your question? Well, now wait, everybody else is going to be, who's got, there's only just a few more now, let's find out here. Huh? Senegal. That's the population of Senegal. What's the population of Guyana?
Seven hundred thousand.
What's the square miles of Senegal?